Great Jack Vesta before DJW.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
That's when you threw your call sign out there. I just now got back in the vehicle. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm well. Just trying to get some people up and working here. Looks like we got a little accident here on Buncombe Road. Two cops and a broke down vehicle. Oh, okay, it's a broke down vehicle. Buncombe Road, right in front of Brewster's.
To be right in front of where?
Right in front of Brewster's Ice Cream. You know where Brewster's Ice Cream is there on Buncombe?
I go over there to get ice cream from time to time. Make a trip specifically to go to that place every now and then. There are banana splits. I get a banana split, and Amy gets a hot fudge sundae or something like that. Chocolate fudge sundae, something like that. They're really good. They're the size of a cereal bowl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We go over there. They have the, you know, different things throughout the year. I think it's apple pie a la mode one year, and then or certain times of the year. But oh yeah, no, we between that and Andy's, those are our two favorites in this area.
It's just tapping into your knowledge about HVAC on automobiles. Are you familiar with how all that stuff works on automobiles?
Yes and no. It's pretty much the same. But what's up? What you got going on?
A 1996 Toyota Tacoma that I bought new in 1995. It has never had its AC worked on ever. It's always worked magnificently. And it's, so I'm sure it's got the old Freon style that's probably no longer available. What do you do when it's not getting as cold as it used to get? It's still cold, but on these 92 degree days, it's still pretty warm in the truck when it's running. I'm just wondering, what are the options? What do you, if you can't get that kind of Freon that it takes to you know, find a leak, fix the leak, and then recharge it, what are the options?
Well, the first thing I would do is get a hose under the hood and backwash your condenser coil and your, you know, your cooling radiator. Get the dirt out of it, and then try that first. I'm pretty sure there's a way to retrofit the R134 into the system. You have to open it up, change all the seals, change the schraders, and I believe you have to, there's some oil that you can add for the compressor, some tag oil, I believe. I've never done it. I don't like messing with automobile air conditioning. It's just, I don't really want to fool with it. I've got an issue with mine and my Durango. But I think I know what it is. I think the pump is leaking on the shaft. I got to change out the compressor. But that's basically what I would do. Just first, you know, wash the radiator and the condenser coil. Just backwash it real easy with a hose. Be careful about using any kind of harsh chemicals on it.
But it doesn't go off road or anything like that, and it stays in the garage in a controlled environment. So I doubt there's dirt buildup or like bird's nests or anything like that in it, but I can certainly look at it. If I can see straight through it, if I put a light on the other side and I can see straight through it, it's probably pretty clean.
Oh, you'd be surprised if it gets stuck in there. You know, I mean, with all the construction going on and pollen and all kinds of, you know, different dander off the bushes, grass, everything. I mean, heck, you'd be surprised. You know, you don't have to go off-roading. It's the dirt's out there, trust me. Listen, I'm at the bank here. I gotta take care of some banking. I'll get back with you in a few minutes there, KB2HXS.
Appreciate the info. That's really good info. That's the kind of information I was looking for. KB2HXS, W4DJW, mobile.
Yeah, just start out simple, Dave. Don't go crazy.